This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 778. Do you want a minimum or a minimal IELTS score?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we'll talk about the difference between two important IELTS words, minimum and minimal. Listen up for a fascinating discussion related to this high-scoring vocabulary. Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Hey, not much, Jessica. I'm feeling good today. I do have a little bit of a head cold today, but You know, it's going away, so that's good. But I'm here. I'm happy to be on the mic. I think my favorite time of the day is by far being on the mic.
Is it one of those colds with like minimal side effects? Like maybe it's just a runny nose, but you don't actually feel sick? Or is it like a full sickness?
It's kind of somewhere in between, to be honest. I've had, I've had like minimal coughing, I guess, let's say. But definitely I feel like my head's a little bit like tired, a little bit out of it. You know, it kind of affects your whole head. You're like, ooh, I'm floating.
You feel, a little bit floaty, a little bit woozy.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be gone tomorrow. It's okay. This is just part of life, getting sick. It's okay. As long as it doesn't happen on IELTS test day, right?
Oh, goodness gracious. I know sometimes students have like the worst like war stories about IELTS test day. Like anything that could go wrong went wrong on that day. Like a late train, I don't know, just like whatever could go wrong went wrong. Like a Murphy's Law sort of day. Murphy's Law. I don't know if we've ever taught that before.
Yeah, anything that can go wrong will go wrong, right? Jessica, I know that when you went up to Canada, you experienced a little bit of this to take the computer IELTS exam back in the spring, right?
Oh, God. Guys, if you didn't listen to that episode, you have to, because I just had a series of missteps on that day. I spilled things, all the things that could be spilled, I spilled on myself, the floor, everywhere. Guys, I will link back to that episode for sure. Come back to the blog, guys, IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. This is 778. So definitely check that one out. It's a doozy.
Yeah. Okay. But Jessica, before we get into this today, we're talking about some interesting, very kind of granular differences between two words, right? But before we get into that, I want to remind our listeners that we have a very cool, unique quiz out there that they can take. And what is it? What can they take to find out?
Yes, guys, there are a minimal number of questions in this quiz. Oh, you could tell what we're teaching today. Okay, so guys, this quiz, like, legit, no joke, it's amazing, guys. In like 2 minutes, you could take this free quiz and find out what you would get on the IELTS exam if you took it today.
Yes.
You can't do this anywhere else. It's impossible. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And it doesn't stop there, guys. Why we're telling you this is because you get so many amazing resources that we created just for your level if you take this quiz. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yeah, we'll see you guys over there. It's going to zip you right through the questions. You can do it while you're standing in line ordering a coffee, whatever it is.
Yeah,
you can
totally get
a handle. And you know, it's really nice to know where we're starting from, right? That's the whole point of this quiz. Once you've taken this quick, like 7-question quiz, you're going to know where you're at. You're not going to be kind of deluding yourself, right, as to what your score might be. You're going to know your starting point.
Totally, guys. Like, this is if you're just sort of dipping your toe into IELTS, or maybe you've been studying for a long time, and because you've been studying so long, you have no idea what you would get, like if anything has helped you. So no matter where you are in your journey, guys, you should take this quiz.
Yeah, it makes the IELTS real, right? It makes the IELTS real for you. I love it. Okay. All right. So Jessica, like you mentioned earlier, minimal questions, right? There's a minimal number of questions. I think there's 7 7 or 8, right? Minimal. And we're also talking about how this contrasts with another word. This comes from a question from our Facebook group, right?
Yes. So a student this morning, so many good questions this morning, yeah. Asked about the difference between minimum and minimal. So I think actually we could show this very clearly in this one contextual sentence saying, like, there is a minimal number of questions means that there is a small amount. That's positive. It's quick. But if I said the minimum number of questions, it would be like the lowest possible number. And that might not be positive.
Yes, I love it. So I feel like our listeners are going to love today's episode. Guys, take notes today. This is the good stuff that we, you know, this stuff could push our score higher if we really understand the differences between these two words. Words like these, we can find ourselves above that 7. Where on the IELTS would these two words come up, Jessica?
Yeah. So task one, academic writing task one, guys, minimum with the M. Guys, you're definitely going to have to look at the blog post for this episode because these words sound similar. Okay, so minimum is perfect for describing numbers, right? That's usually how we use it to describe the lowest possible number. So that fits in perfectly with what you have to do for writing task one. Talk about the highest and lowest numbers. So you could say the minimum amount exhibited was 2, for example. Minimal wouldn't work there.
Exactly. So I like the structure, something like the risks are minimal, right? Something like that could fit in where we're putting the word at the end, right? But I think the key difference though, Jessica, between these two words, what is the key difference that we need to know to really understand the differences between the two?
Yeah, so let's make it as simple and clear as possible, right? Because Lindsay and I went down some rabbit holes when we were thinking about these words. So guys, this is what you need to know for your test, okay? Minimum should describe the lowest possible number, meaning that this may not be a good thing. Like, it's too low, right? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that low, right? Mm-hmm. So the lowest possible number, whereas minimal, it's not the lowest possible number. No, it just means a small amount. Mm-hmm. And often it's used in a positive way. Like, it's good that these things are minimal. So this would be great in writing task 2 or speaking part 3, talking about risks and disadvantages, right? For the side you don't agree with, for example, or the side you do agree with, say, like, the risks are minimal. The disadvantages are minimal. And then you could describe those. Right? Give examples.
Right. And then when it comes to minimum, we're talking about the bottom, right? The bottom point. For example, a good way to use this would be minimum wage, right? The minimum that someone can pay you legally in the US is, I don't know, what is it like? Maybe it's around $8 an hour now. I have no idea, actually. So
you've been out of the minimum wage industry for a long time. So have I. But no, it varies from state to state, it all depends on what the state's living wages and the cost of living is different everywhere. So it was a big deal in Oregon last year. They raised minimum wage to $15 an hour, and honestly, that's still not a living wage. So these are two great distinctions for IELTS, guys. The living wage is what you could support your family on and pay your bills on. And minimum wage still doesn't meet that.
Oh, I know right now in politics, there's a big debate. Now, right now, we're looking at all the candidates. We're not quite at primary time, but we've had debates, right? We're in the fall before the primaries will come in, I guess, February, right? And some of the candidates are talking about kind of a national minimum wage, I think. And there's varying sides of debate on that, right? As to what that would actually do to the economy. But really interesting. So that's where minimum comes in, guys. Looking at the bottom, the floor of something. Yes,
exactly. That is like the perfect example. And just one more note on the word minimal, because guys, I think this is a really interesting idea to talk about in speaking part 3 or to write about in writing task 2, because we're often asked about priorities, values, right? Lifestyle, culture, all that stuff this could work for. This idea of a minimalist lifestyle. Ooh. What does that mean to you? Hello, IELTS students. If you want to improve your listening skills and your natural native vocabulary, and you have an iOS device, get our All Ears English app, you guys. It's amazing. Transcripts, power vocabulary lists. It's awesome. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Oh, I love this. I love this. Well, to me, this means that you do not keep on hand more possessions than you need, right? You try to cut out things to keep, I mean, it within your space, right? At home, your space is clean, right? There's not junk hanging around. And, or it can go to like your daily schedule. You keep it, you have a minimalist lifestyle. You don't need to push in a lot of activities and overdo it. You just keep it minimal. You know, you keep it simple.
That first definition you gave was like textbook perfect. I don't even think you didn't even have to look it up, but it was like perfect. Yeah, just having the minimum number of things around you. And you know what? Like, I think I try to subscribe to this lifestyle, and I think I'm mostly succeeding because I am moving on Sunday. James and I are moving. I'm actually paying him money to help me because he's always looking for ways to make money, and I definitely encourage a work ethic. Yeah, so I'm like, I'll pay him. I'm looking around because trying to think like, can I start packing today, you know, and like get ready for this? But I can't really. I don't have stuff just like strewn about. Like, things are like put away. I don't have tons of stuff.
Oh, that's good though. That's great. I mean, usually what happens is when we move, we use it as an opportunity to throw out a lot of things, right? You're probably still going to do a little bit of that, I would guess, right?
Oh, we did that last week.
Last week. Okay. Yeah. So definitely that was a part of it. Yeah.
That was awesome because part of James' job that day was to go through all of his toys and belongings. And just quick parenting side note, guys, sorry. He is at the perfect age where you switch from like toys to like older kid devices. Like his preferred toys would be, let's see, Legos, board games, and of course, video games, right? And so we got to take like 3 boxes of old toys to Goodwill. He doesn't play with these little action figures anymore. He doesn't like play with little toys anymore. Yeah. So we got to get rid of so much stuff. It was awesome.
I bet that was amazing.
So good.
Yeah. No, I love having a clean space. I don't like to acquire junk. And guys, just an important cultural note, whether it's inside IELTS or outside IELTS, a lot of people nowadays, native speakers, are talking about Marie Kondo because she wrote a book.
I was thinking of that.
Right. And we just did on All Ears English an episode on, you know, taking nouns and making them verbs. Yes. I've actually heard natives lately saying, oh, you're going to Marie Kondo it.
Yes. Okay. I've heard that too.
Yeah. That's so good. That's so good.
I have a podcast recommendation for you guys on this note before we finish today. There's this awesome podcast I started listening to called By the Book. Uh-huh. Lindsay, have you heard of this?
No, I haven't. Nope.
You'd be interested in it. Okay. So By the Book, these two women hosts, they choose a different self-help book every episode and they live by it for 2 weeks. So
that's interesting.
They Marie Kondo'd it for 2 weeks. And they share like they record clips of themselves throughout the process. So they talk about what they like, what they didn't like. Oh, it's lovely. Cool. It's absolutely lovely. They're talk about being genuine and authentic, like we encourage you guys to be on the speaking exam. Mm-hmm. These two women are 110% genuine and authentic about their experiences.
Oh, I love it. I mean, not to mention keeping up with native speakers, but on the IELTS exam, this would be absolutely massively impressive, right? If you were to get this into speaking part one or something, that would be unbelievable. It would put you in a 7-8 category, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely, guys, as IELTS students, you should subscribe to this podcast, By the Book, because you'll get inspiration, first of all. But secondly, guys, oh my gosh, this gives you so much information and vocab for so many IELTS topics spoken about in real, authentic native ways that you're not going to get in like anywhere else. Like, this podcast is amazing.
Yeah, this is great. So guys, go back and listen to this episode again if you need to make sure you really understand that difference, right? Again, let's just reiterate, just so our listeners know, can come away with really understanding the difference. So minimum is talking about the floor, right? The absolute lowest of something, right, Jessica? Yes. And what is minimal?
And minimal is merely a small amount of something. So yeah. Not the lowest, just a small amount. And contextually, it's important because it could be positive or negative.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And just to remind you, as we finish up today's episode, guys, don't forget that prices are going up for Three Keys IELTS very soon, right, Jessica? So in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. So you want to jump.
October 14th, guys.
Yeah, October 14th. So guys, make sure that you jump in the course now while the prices are still as they are.
Yeah, exactly, guys. So guys, not only are you going to get this prize before it goes up for the first time ever, but as a podcast listener, you also get a bonus lesson that's not even in the course, how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. So don't put this off anymore. We talked about procrastination yesterday. Don't procrastinate anymore, guys. Become accountable to yourself and our community. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course, or if you want to add classes with an expert, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes, I love it. And our members of our team are certified in Three Keys IELTS, right, Jessica?
Yes.
Three Keys certified expert from our team. That's who you'll be working with when you join Personal Coach. So check that out. All right. So we are out of here for today. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. Great topic today.
Yeah, this turned out to be very fun. All right, yeah. Lindsay, have a good day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.